announcements with you.
Okay, yep.
Don't forget to, don't leave without seeing me. See me before you go.
Okay.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. I didn't do it.
I love them, thank you. I'm gonna put them in my office. Okay, I would like to call the Sandwich Group Board meeting to order with the
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Zach, can you do the secret motion?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded, exempt, or type 2 actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law, unless otherwise stated.
Second.
Dylan?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Matar?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Mazarin?
Aye.
Okay, so Jay Berkman is here from C2AE and Cameron to give us an update on the water districts that they are working on. So you're welcome to use the podium or just talk.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, thank you. Yeah, Cam Hodson is with me today. We're down working on County Route 57 Huntley Water District between the construction meeting for Bank Road and tonight's meeting. So, just a real quick update, Bankrupt Road Water District contractors continuing testing of the water mains southwest of County Route 6. We expect the remainder of services on County Route 6 to be installed this week. We had a progress meeting earlier today. They expect to start installation of those services tomorrow. And finish through a couple weeks, a little bit weather dependent now, but you know, a couple weeks to finish up those services on six, what's left. That would have the system installed, and if they get through the testing, we get through the testing, the town could, Department of Health approval, take acceptance of the system and start using it at that point. That leaves restoration in the spring. We have the hookup letters, we call them, from Aqua. So once Department of Health, they've been testing, they're taking samples right now, leakage testing, sampling of water. Once we get samples, they're going to send us the results of the samples from the lab. We certify them, send them to Department of Health. Department of Health signs off. We can send out hookup letters. I think we talked last month. I'll get you what those look like so the board can have a look at those. Huntley Road, County Route 57 Huntley Road, we're working on producing construction documents, plans, specifications as we want to get that to what we call agency review status. So get it to where we think it is pretty well set. We'll send it out to all the agencies. We've reached out to some of the individual property owners more this afternoon where we think we might need easements and to get that kind of started, that process started. We'll work with the town's attorney through that process. Again, once we feel the construction documents are complete, we'll send the documents out for agency review. That's going to be DEC, CSX for the railroad crossings, County Highway, Department of Health, Army Corps of Engineers, Aqua, the Canal Corps will have a say in it. And we'll send us that to you, during set document for you guys to review. Those agencies, they'll comment. They always have a round of comments. We'll respond to the comments, again, approval for bidding, hopefully this coming spring. Once we receive that approval, that's when we recommend the town advertise for the bidding. The South Water District, we talked about, we amended that preliminary engineering report, PER we call it. We've submitted that to the Department of Health. We started the, you know, last month we did the lead agency process with a resolution here at the meeting. We sent out the seeker letters. We're awaiting responses from those. So once those seeker responses, sounds like you guys have been through the process before. We get those seeker responses back, we can do an environmental report, and we can do parts 2 and 3 of the full environmental assessment form. And, you know, hopefully that I'm expecting it to go towards a negative declaration of whether or not the project will affect the environment here. I don't know if you guys wanted to talk about the grant award.
We plan on announcing. Yeah.
Yep.
I think
that's all I have. Thank you.
These are the fire contracts.
Jay, did you get this letter from Sligo County Department of Health?
Perfect. There's 3 copies.
Yep.
Just saying.
Yes, we did. Yep.
Screw it down. Yep. You did?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Anybody have any questions for Jay?
Yeah, as far as the leak testing that they're doing, no issues that they're coming
in? No, there's a small issue, I would say, like Canal North, and it drops back, kind of backlots down to Old Towpath. There's something going on there.
Okay.
Whether it's a service or hydrant, it's holding for the first hour, the second hour starts dropping. Yep. And last Friday, they've been through, we talked about it earlier today, whether it was they've split, so they've tested up to, you know, say like 481 from the river. So there's a split there. They kind of did it in 2 sections from what I understand. I got a little bit of mixed information. Whatever set it was, but a first set of samples passed, and the second set of samples for one of those parts, there's 2 areas that failed. But those samples were taken last Friday in the wind and rain. And as you may know, if you look at that sample wrong, it's going to fail.
Oh, yeah.
So a raindrop falling into that would fail it. So they're taking 2 additional samples, and we okay that with Dillhaven or Department of Health.
Yeah,
so, once we get those samples, we'll look at it. If not, they got to re-chlorinate, reflux, flush, and we'll
do it. So that's the only leakage issue that you're finding?
So far,
I get that one right.
Yeah.
Like
and it,
today.
You know, they did a leakage test before the services went out on their own.
Yep.
I'm over.
So it's...
These things happen, I guess.
Everybody's like, oh, it's air. Sometimes the air compresses when you're filling the vein slowly, but especially going up that little hill. But, whether it's at a service, maybe it just needs to be tightened a little bit, or if something in a hydrant should be...
So they're working on finding that.
Yeah, I think it was more getting the equipment back in town to do the services so they can do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
You're welcome.
And Cameron.
One thing. What is the process for residents to hook up? Once they get the letter.
Yep, and then Aqua has Aqua has them in their system. We send them a spreadsheet of the users in the district. So I don't know the specifics of that. It's like a 3 or 4 page packet, but we send out details. There's details in there, the plumbing that they need to set in their house.
Okay.
How to sign up for an account with Aqua. You know, who to contact, there's phone numbers in there to set up a time for Aqua to come out, because people have water meters now. There's information in there. I believe the town code, if I understand correctly, is going to inspect the ditch on the outside of the house. You know, just it's simply making sure.
So this will take some time then.
Deep enough. And yeah, depending how people, how they... their schedule, when they want to hook up. So a lot of people don't hook up right away. People might wait till spring at this point. And you know, how it goes. It kind of, we usually see people, and depending on town rules and, when there's a project like this, you see somebody with a contractor with a backhoe come in, and you'll get a group of neighbors, and all those will be installed at the same time. 3 or 4 houses kind of get together, and the guy knows he's going there and knock out a few services. Maybe they work out a deal or something. So, I'll send the board the package so you can have a look at it.
What's your time frame for sending us that? Because I know last time we talked, you said you were going to send over...
Yeah, they just sent them up to me.
Okay, perfect.
I'll email them to you tomorrow.
Perfect, yeah, just so that way we can look over and make sure everything's, you know, good, so that way when all the testing and stuff, we can get these letters sent out.
Yeah, no problem. I'll email it to the town tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yeah. And so there has to be a meter inside the house?
It varies. So I think the rule of ACLA off the top of my head is like 150 feet from the approximate road right away. So if you're, and it's just a rule. So if you're, you know, we measure, I can take the road right away and offset it in the computer. So if the corner of your house is within that 150 feet, you don't get a meter pit. If you're beyond that, we scheduled to get a meter pit as part of the
Who pays project. For the meter pit?
That was included in the project.
Okay.
For those houses over 150 feet.
Got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Everybody all set?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. So first on the list is the reappointment of Harry Hankey, the dog control officer. Reason being is that in New York State, when you retire, you must do so from all your positions, and then in the case of the town, be reappointed. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Nope.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion to reappoint Harry Hankey as the Town of Scruple dog control officer.
Second.
Gillen?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Nataro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Missouri?
Aye.
And this is just an announcement, not just an announcement because it is a big deal, but for the Scruple South Water District. In this grant round, the town of Scruple did receive a grant from the New York State Department of Health in the amount of $5 million. We will be applying for more funding, right, Jay?
Yes.
and then they also did offer Does BIL stand for Bipartisan Infrastructure Law?
Yes.
Okay. 0% financing for the remainder of the funds that are needed.
It'll be cheaper, right?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah, a lot cheaper.
Yes.
Hopefully.
No, this is good.
Great stuff.
This is good.
Good stuff, yeah.
We're not done yet.
So, yeah, a lot more good news, too.
Doesn't like it?
Yeah, Scruple. That's the Scruple. It's once you see the maps that we're working on, it's a big chunk of the town.
Does the fire contract need a motion? I don't think so. We already okay. So number three is the Phoenix Enterprise Fire Department contract from the year 2025 to 2027. That was negotiated during our budget season, and an agreement was made with them, so we just had to sign the agreement today. That doesn't require a motion. Number four is the EV charging stations, but we are going to hold that for now just so that the board does have a chance to review that. Number five is another announcement that Assemblyman Will Barkley did grant a $50,000 grant for the town to purchase a new generator. Our generator is 50 years old. And because of its aging status, the town lost its
emergency
shelter status several years ago. So thank you to Assemblyman Will Barkley for granting the town the grant for a new generator. Do I need a motion? Okay. And last, the town does have a water service agreement with the village that is expiring at the end of December. We're in negotiations with them right now. We will need an extra couple of months to do that. The board has reviewed an addendum to water service agreement between the village, of Phoenix and the town of Scruple, just allowing for 2 more months, an extension of that existing agreement so that we can negotiate that contract further. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Nope.
No?
Do you know, do we know when the next discussions are with them?
I have not scheduled that
yet.
Okay, so I will make a motion to approve the addendum to water service agreement between the Village of Phoenix and the Town of Scruple.
Second.
Killing?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Mataro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Nazir?
Aye.
Does anybody have anything else? Okay. I will make a motion to close the meeting at 6:14.
Second.
Matt? Gellin?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Mataro?
Aye.
Hart?
Aye.
Nazarian? Aye.
Aye, aye, aye.
Right here, guys, our first, this is the end of it.